B-Pod Studios.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
And now the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in Game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
And Hamilton, the pig, the Canes' good luck charm, was on hand tonight at the Carolina Ale House. Canes fans were very happy to see him here supporting the team.
Out of the slot, Camper shoots, he scores! 1-0 Bruins! One-timer, out in front, they score! Marcus Johansson! Wagner's got it into the far circle, walks in. The Boston Bruins come from behind, have taken game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Game two is underway. Johansson to the high slot. Feeds left to the net, fired. They score! Here's Krug off the faceoff win. To the far point, drilled out in front of Rozic. Rozic the save, rebound. They score! Flipped it, right corner, centered, centers it again, they score! And Connor Clifton with its first Stanley Cup playoff goal! Bergeron might have a breakaway. Over the line, 2-on-1, right circle. Threads it out in front, backhand, they score! And the horn sounds, your final 6-2 Bruins. The Boston Bruins demolished the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 2. Rister deflected, Rask the save, rebound, Rask, what a stop! And then he stops the second opportunity from Niederreiter. Bergstrom, centers deflected, they score! Chris Wagner took the slap pass out in front from Joakim Nordstrom, stuffed it home! 1-0 Bruins! Left circle, Marchand, pulls it to the slot, backhand, they score! Marchand with a backhand shot. Boston Bruins have taken a stranglehold on the Eastern Conference Final.
What's up, guys?
They score! ADH able to redirect it home. David Pastrnak slams it in. A power play goal. Bruins 1, Hurricanes nothing. Controlled by Pastrnak. Centered, fired, they score! Patrice Bergeron with a rocket just inside the near post. A power play goal. And they lead 2-0 late in the second period. Puck intercepted by the Bruins out in front. Pastrnak shoots. They score! And Bergeron hammers it home. Bruins 3, Hurricanes nothing. Here's Marchand. He'll wheel out of the line into the slot. Shoots. He scores! Everybody on the top line's got a cookie tonight. And they are celebrating on the bench. The Boston Bruins are going to collect their 7th consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train. And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the 3rd time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes. The Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
Oh, someone's happy.
Yep.
Man by the name of Johnny Wallgame.
Did you used to ever carry around a cane that you didn't need? No. Just to kind of look the part back in the day when you were Captain New Jack Wallach?
I'm not nearly cool enough to pull that off. I think everyone in this room understands that.
Well, it was very cool. Like, you could prime minister from third base, or you could be like Big Daddy Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Slick Rick.
Even Boys to Men
had a guy with a cane.
I think he needed it.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I didn't know that.
No, that's probably it. Yeah, but there was a time, you know. I think Ice-T would flaunt a cane sometimes when he was in his full pimp regalia.
Ooh, cover of Power. Was it him or Evil E that had the cane? One of them did. And one of them was carrying a shotgun, and maybe it was the girl in the
girl
bikini.
Was carrying the shotgun.
Okay.
Yes. Ice-T went through a big cane period.
It was right around freedom of speech. Just watch what you say. He goes, why do I have a cane? Is that really what I should be using?
Yeah, see, he kind of got off the whole pimp thing for a little while. All right, so a anticlimactic series, but a series nonetheless, for the first time since 2013. The Bruins are going to the Stanley Cup, and there was an interesting debate, speaking of Felgram, as we're looking for the audio where Jimmy Stewart pops in with his Kyrie Irving's a little bitch. But they had an interesting subject. Do you think that this team is better than the 2011 team or the 2013 team?
Oh, man. And I don't want to be someone who's just saying, getting excited because this is, you know, like, what have you done for me lately? But I don't think they had as many weapons offensively back in 2011 now.
Remember, their power play sucked.
Dude, they got Caberle in just to specifically, like, solve their problem. And it was, and even with him being awful, I would like to take a look, see what their power play goals were during that playoff run.
Okay.
Because I remember Caberle didn't help.
No,
he came
in
here
was
a big nothing, and everyone was freaking out that he was going to turn it around because he obviously had a lot of success before he came here. But you're right. And then you look at the power player now, and, I mean, they look phenomenal. Now, granted, the last series was against one of the worst penalty kills I've seen a team. I mean, they were disastrous on the penalty kill.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that Jágr was on that team. And I know Sagan didn't play very well in that.
Jágr was on the 11 team? No, he was on the 13 team.
No, he was on the 13
team. Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the 11 team.
No, the 13 team is more on the top of my head. But they had the Jágr. Remember, Sagan only had, in 19 games, he only had 7 points.
What was the famous line that Peter Chiarelli said in the inaugural episode of Behind the Bee? If Tyler Sagan would have given us half of Kane, we would have a cup.
Yes.
And he was not good at all.
Bruins power play in the playoffs in 2011. 10 goals and 88 chances. 11%.
Holy moly. Yeah, they weren't good at all. And I remember that's where the joke started, is can they decline the penalty?
Actually, they had 4 shorthanded goals and 10 power play goals in the playoffs that year.
Yeah. So, I mean, looking at the I'm trying to go through the, like, all the lines back then.
So
it was Krejci, and back then it was Nathan Horton. Horton got hurt.
Yep.
Yeah. In the final.
Well, he played 19 games in 2013.
I think Horton got hurt either game one or game two against Vancouver.
That was 2011. In 2013, he played all the games. All right, so it was Marchand. It was Marchand, Horton.
Was Horton
and Bergeron right?
When did Iggy show up?
Lucic.
Yeah, Lucic.
I thought Lucic. Okay, it was on. He was on. So it was Horton, Krejci, and
Recchi, right?
Or the Jágr. No,
Jágr
was on third line.
We're talking about 11 or 13?
13.
Yeah, I'm looking at 11.
Yeah, Jágr was there in 13, not 11. So, and Tim Thomas, obviously, I think that you can compare Tim, what he did in 11, to what Tuukka's doing right now. I mean, statistically, Tuukka's having a better year, but I also understand what Tim Thomas did was otherworldly, and some of the goals that he stopped were just utterly ridiculous. So, as I said, only, and I don't want this to sound like a what have you done for me lately, but I'm just looking at how many players can score on this current team and how well the goalie is playing, and I would say that this is a better team than 11.
Defensively, you had Ferentz and Boychuk were your second pairing.
And Boychuk wasn't very good in 11. Remember,
I'm going to 13. This is all 13.
Oh, so you're going to 13, okay.
Yeah, because this is the same place that they were at now. So, and then your fourth line was Campbell, Thornton, and Kelly.
Yeah,
right?
Yep. That's right, Kelly.
Chris Kelly had been dropped to the fourth by that time? Because I thought he was third line in 2013.
I'm trying to, Paille, yeah, you're right.
Okay, yeah, right. So I see Paille in the, okay, so Paille was fourth line, Chris Kelly was third line. Yeah, I mean, all these names you're telling me, Fred, I'm just... Right now, just for the playoffs, looking at how they perform, not the whole year, but just in the playoffs, yeah, this seems like a better team. And statistically, assuming a better team, I like Cassidy's style of coaching better than what Claude was doing. So, yeah, I would say that that's, I think this is the better team.
I think Cassidy's style of coaching cuts the defenseman loose.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think you would have, how many times did you see a defenseman pinch when Claude was the coach?
Or how many times would you see young players having a chance to play?
Yeah, yep.
Under Claude Julien.
Yeah, so you got to look at what you see in front of you and think that this is a superior team.
At least to 2013.
No, 2011, I mean, I think they had like 12 or 13 guys score 10 goals or more. Yeah, I mean, they had balance
but
in 2011.
They went out and got Jágr in 13, and remember, he would just take the puck off people's sticks?
Mine. Mine.
That dude.
And then like, he'd stick his ass out and just hold it against the boards.
Well, the best was that after the game, you would see like Joe Haggerty doing a report from the ice, and like the ice would be empty except for Jágr, and he had the weights on his ankles, and he was just skating around with that big Lonnie Pendleton ass, just like skating around and working on like... It was great. He'd be in the background, not saying a word, just, yep, I'm putting in the work.
Are you referring to Terry Pendleton?
Oh, what did I say?
Lonnie Paxton.
Lonnie Smith and Terry Pendleton.
Lonnie Paxton.
No, it's Terry Weyanton, his ass.
Lonnie Smith.
It was Lonnie Smith.
Yeah, Lonnie Smith.
They were on the same team. Yeah.
On the 1982 Cardinals team that won the World Series. Yeah. That was the best, is when he would just... And then, yeah, you'd see him skating around because you knew that there would be a young figure skater that would come out and he would be like, hey, look at you. Did you take out someone's knees? All right, we'll be back. We will talk to Mr. Ty Anderson, who I am not convinced... I'm not convinced he's been to an airport other than this trip.
We got to ask him.
Yeah, because he seems fascinated by the airport.
I swear to God, I thought he was just being facetious. We'll find out. I give him credit.
All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
And now the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
And Hamilton the Pig, the Canes' good luck charm, was on hand tonight at the Carolina Ale House.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Or for men.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Ty Anderson. You should feel good because the station finally flew someone to an actual event out of the state. He covers the Boston Bruins for for 98.5thesportshub.com and the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Ty Anderson from the Raleigh, are you in the Raleigh airport?
Yeah, I'm down here, Raleigh-Durham, RDU, as they say. It's crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy.
My question is sincere, because based on your tweets... on your way down there, is this the first time you've flown?
No. But listen, I like airports. I'm one of these people that I find the airport to be a crazy place where you have thousands of people just going to different parts of the world, and there's no other place like it. And I don't know. I think it's cool. I can't be like, oh, I got to get in a plane and fly. Like, people die to try to get places like 100 years ago, and now you can do it in like 3 hours. It's kind of amazing.
People died of polio. Like, I mean, there's plenty of things people died from.
Ty, really?
Yeah, there's like 75% of women died during childbirth.
I mean, yeah.
You can't be me because I'm far too cynical to find the airport to be annoying?
What is bad about the airport?
The lines you have to wait on, the prices you have to pay, the fact that you might be in a middle seat with two large people sitting on either side of you.
The idea that a quarter of the flights I've been on have either been canceled or delayed several hours.
Yeah, you're sitting in an airport for 5 hours waiting for a connection. You're telling me you don't find any of this a problem?
No, I don't, because you know why? Take the bus. Go do that and tell me how fun that is. You're going to be puking. It's going to be awful.
Why would I take a bus?
You can't fly because you hate flying so much. You can't do that. So now you have to take a bus.
Why would I do something even worse?
And because you hate flying so much. It's so bad. It's so bad to fly.
You are a defensive man.
No, he's on no sleep. He's a little cranky. He's a little cranky. Didn't sleep. He's coming on with
us. I've never someone so...
That's what it is. Right, Ty? You're just not sleeping. That's the thing.
I'm an airport truther. All you guys are just babies. Take the bus.
Yeah, take the bus. I'm not homeless.
I don't want to spend 8 or 9 hours in a car. I have to fly. No. I realize that, no. But don't pretend not inconvenient at times.
The only way you take a bus is if your entire savings is in a paper bag. There's no other reason to take the bus unless you're going to New York. All right. Well, very well. I mean, I never heard someone so passionate.
Angry, my dear.
Wow. I didn't mean to fire you up in such a way.
All right. My dad's a pilot. No, he's not.
You know what? My friend of mine's a pilot, and guess where he just got? He just got hired by. Take a guess.
Who?
Spirit.
Spirit? Oh, yeah. Good.
Which is a bus in the sky. All right. all right. So, it's a little like anticlimactic, but I heard Fogger Mass doing this, and in all credit to them. How do you think this team stacks up against the 2013 team?
It's better. It's better because they have four lines clicking and three D pairs clicking. You go back to that 2013 team, the third line was just an absolute mess. It was like it was Sagan and Kelly, and I think Donovan's played there for a hot minute. Everyone has a role, and when guys get hurt, other players step up, and they're totally fine. There's no drop-off, and it's really remarkable to me what they've been able to do, really from game one to game two of the first round. Putting in Backes in game two was the perfect move, and they made other moves along the way, and everything that Bruce Cassidy has done has worked out. And you can't say that about 2013 and 2011. In 2011, Shane Knighty was the seventh defenseman, and in 2013, again, it was Pandolfo and Dogovin and Wade Redden.
And
these are guys that you didn't want to play. You worried about playing them. And now, if Connor Clifton has to play, if John Moore has to play, Carson Kuhlman, you go up and down the list. I mean, these guys, they fill in and they do an adequate job. So that's what makes this team, I think, better than the 2013 team and maybe even the 2011 team. But we're going to have to wait and see how that plays out.
All right. So do you think if this was a more important game that Chara would have played?
Yes, if this were 2-1 either way, I think he would play. I don't think this is anything major. Talking to people, it seems like he was sort of a coin flip in terms of playing last night's game. They have a 3-0 lead. They had the luxury of getting away with it for at least one night. And I would say this, if it were serious, he wouldn't be out there on the optional morning skate trying it out, and he wouldn't be out there after the game during the handshake line because they wouldn't want to create that sort of, what's going on here? I think now that basically what he did last night is basically saying he's going to be fine.
Okay. We've talked a lot about teams coming off of long rests with rust, but I have to guess at this point in the playoffs, when everybody's hurt, that this time off is welcome and it is better than the alternative. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that because these important players for the Bruins are all in their mid-30s or even in their 40s right now, with the exception of McAvoy and Carlo and a few of those guys. Every player who is going to play 20 minutes a night for this team is in their 30s or close to it. So I think that this rest is going to be good. They're going to be able to mentally sort of recharge the batteries, get ready to go. And I think that's important this time of year. I think if it's for the first round or the second round, you'd be a little concerned. But this time of year, to your point, guys are nursing injuries. They have bumps and bruises. So this is going to work for them. And let's keep in mind, too, that the teams that have swept series and they always lose game one this year, we've talked about those teams, they didn't get blown out. They lost close games. And I think this Bruins team has enough skill and enough veteran know-how to power past that and generate the bounces and generate the looks that can maybe put them on the right side of that game if they do indeed have a long layoff.
Yeah, they're flying out at 10 this morning, which makes me think that they were let off the leash last night a little bit. But
yeah, in Raleigh. It's
yeah,
fun.
Right, well, they don't like me there. How do you handle that? How do you handle if you get a week off? What's the plan in terms of intensity?
You have your Black Aces with you right now, which is basically the entire province Bruins. They're in town. They're with the team. Maybe you do a scrimmage of sorts to keep everyone fresh, maybe pick up the intensity a little bit. So you have the bodies to do that. I really think, though, that you're just going to have to sort of hope that San Jose wraps this thing up early so you're not sitting around for, say, 11 days. If they sit around for 11 days, that would be the longest layoff for a team entering the Stanley Cup final. That's never a layoff like that has never happened before. So I think maybe you're just rooting for the Sharks, but they have options here to ramp up the intensity and to keep guys fresh and focused. But again, to what we just talked about, I think this breather is more beneficial. You don't want to sit for 2 weeks, but I think ultimately this team is going to be okay with that because they are so well coached and so, you know, Cassidy hammers the idea of a good start. He calls it an on-time start. And I think this team really lives and dies by that.
All right, who do you want? Do you want San Jose or do you want St. Louis? Don't worry about, you know, you want San Jose to finish early, so both teams will spend a lot of time waiting. I think San Jose would be far and away the better matchup.
San Jose is the better matchup because Martin Jones stinks.
Yeah.
And because Erik Karlsson is on one leg right now. That is a definite advantage. The thing that worries me with San Jose, obviously, is Logan Couture. He's playing unbelievable right now. But ultimately, I think that if that becomes a high-scoring matchup, you have the advantage in net. You have Tuukka. They have Martin Jones. You should win that series. I think Binnington and St. Louis has been a little bit leaky lately, so maybe that's a good matchup. But those games are going to be tight. Those are going to be 2-1, 3-2 kind of games, and weird things happen in those games. So I think San Jose is a better matchup personally.
By the way, Scott Zolak just showing me that they flew out last night. I think Judge Surratt is a bit of a liar, if you're asking me what's going on. He's a bit of a liar.
I was told, yeah, well, they were on the plane last night. I was told before the game they were flying out at 11, but they did post videos and selfies and all that from the plane. So so I don't know. Maybe they went to a better city for a night.
Yeah, well, Judge Surratt is a filthy liar.
Because we asked if he wanted to be on, and he said, well, no, we were flying out in the morning, and we got stuff we got to get on the plane, and now we find out that he was gone last
night.
And
I thought I had inside info, but obviously that is not
interesting.
Judd said no to you guys?
No. We were going to have you on anyway, but we wanted Judd in studio at the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, I was going to say, all right, so I'm a real one, and he's fake. So that's what we're going with now. Because I didn't go to bed because I wanted to be on with you guys. I'm like, I'm not going to bed. These are my guys. I'm going to be on.
It's all Bruins all morning. You're part of that, regardless.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying that I'm more real than Judd, you know, because he's tapping out here.
Yeah, Judd's
shouldn't happen.
Yeah, Judd's weird. I mean, there's no question about it. There's something about doing...
He's a good guy. I'm just questioning his dedication right now.
I didn't say he wasn't a good guy. I'm saying he's weird. I've told him that to him his face. I said, you're an odd guy. I said it. I mean, I'm not the only one who said that he's an odd guy. All right, so Mr. Airport over here, viciously attacking anyone who doesn't enjoy the airport. And he doesn't even drink, which means he's there sober, just inhaling the vibes of the airport.
Most people drink to escape having to wait hours and hours and hours in the airport.
The worst part about my morning, honestly, was that I walked by somebody ordering a pulled pork sandwich at 6:45 in the morning.
Oh.
That's been the worst part of my day so far. Everything else is great.
I'm surprised. Okay. Things are open because there's nothing more depressing than an airport before 10 a.m.
Yeah, no. When I was leaving Boston, the legal seafood was getting ready to open at 5:45 in the morning. I was like, who's going to have like fried cod at 6 in the morning? Disgusting.
Wow. All right.
So,
Ty Anderson, good job. And you live to write another day.
I can't wait. Coming right to the studio when I land, baby. Can't wait.
And you haven't slept?
No. We'll sleep when they're done, which is another at least another 2 weeks now.
All right. Well, that's it. Ty Anderson's going to start hallucinating and walking into things and swearing on the air. All right, Ty.
That's going to be a fun time.
All right, Ty. Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
All right. Safe travels. There you go. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sport.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I need 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
You a Wu-Tang fan there, Wally Wall game?
Not as much as you. No.
Well, there is a mini-series on 4 episodes on Wu-Tang Clan. It's called Of Mics and Men. It's on Showtime, and I would suggest that you watch that.
Okay.
You got Showtime?
I do not. I have HBO. Do not have Showtime.
I think Showtime is getting a little bit better than HBO, my friend.
You think? I didn't have HBO for a while because their selection at the time we canceled it was just like recycled movies we didn't want, and then Game of Thrones was coming back, so we're like, okay, we got to get HBO.
You know, I got the whole kit and caboodle.
Okay.
You know what I watch
all
the time?
You're big time. You're not a nickel and dimer like I am.
Oh, I know.
You're big time.
It's so expensive.
I know.
But they have it anytime. You can watch it anytime.
Okay.
I'm very glad this series is over. I am not a person, I think it's exceptionally corny to like start making fun of a city, and I've had people in Chicago yell at me because I told them I didn't care who won the AFC Championship game.
Yes.
I've had...
you are the guest of guests, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and then they'll ask about the Red Sox, and I'll say I don't care. This fan base... And
The Carolina fan base
and their writers and their radio personalities are all the biggest sacks of crap I've ever dealt with my entire life. My entire career, I've never dealt with a worse bunch of lunatics in my entire life. Now, this is me being a psychopath.
Yes.
Is that yesterday I got a text from a guy, and he's like, remember the Mac attack?
Yeah. The Mac attack on WFNZ, yes.
Yeah. If you can find them, I suggest that you give them a call.
Yes.
So this a-hole producer, not from the Mac attack, from their afternoon show, he's like, hey, you want to come on? I think you know why. And explain.
It's like your parent, you've done something wrong and you're nine years old. Jonathan, could you come down here, please? I think you know why.
I erased the text, but it was something like, explain yourself to this moron in market 2 or market 28. So I said, I wasn't going to do it. Because I milked it enough. I didn't want to do it, but you have to understand this. This is my life. Like, this is, like, happening to me, so I have to talk about what's happened to me. It's over now, thank God. And this prick, I go, where do you work? He goes, intercom. I go, I can't do intercom stations. And I go, sorry, I can't do intercom stations. How'd you get my number? Radio silence.
Mm-hmm.
I give him about 8 hours to get back to me. I call him yesterday. And I go, hey, I'm just curious, how did you get my phone number? And he goes, you know I can't tell you that. You know I can't tell you how I got your number. That's not true. That's absolutely not true.
Not a state secret.
No, it's not true. You're not protecting Deep Throat here. I mean, you're not Woodward and Bernstein. You tell people how you got their number.
Because it's just weird.
Yeah, you...
If you get a random call from someone you don't know, I texted someone.
Usually, here's what happens. Mike Thomas, back when we were on CBS,
right.
Mike Thomas would get a note from a producer. He would ask me if I wanted to do it. then he would give me a call-in number. But we, when we get people's phone numbers from someone else, we always ask the person, you know, do you mind that we have your number? We got your number from so-and-so.
Like, exactly. That's the thing. When you make the first contact, you say, so-and-so gave me your number. I hope you don't mind.
Like, why in the hell could you not have given me, tell me who got the number? You prick. Like, you're sitting there. What a dummy. And so, anyway, I just start swearing at him, and he hangs up. So, like a lunatic, I keep calling him. And then I use my son.
Now, you say you keep calling him. How many other times did you call him after that first conversation you had with him?
On my phone?
Yes.
Five.
You and then, called him five times.
And then on my son's phone, because it was a different number, five.
You're a lunatic.
You want to hear how I'm a lunatic?
You're crazy.
I thought that he was checking out the area codes, so I had my friend in Virginia call him five times. And then I had a friend of mine from Detroit call him five times.
All right.
He turned off his phone.
I get you were angry. I understand why. I get it.
It was a culmination.
I told you it was creepy that he did it, but don't you think that's a little over the top?
Of course. It was a culmination of garbage.
Okay?
You can't just get some. It's entirely unprofessional.
Agreed, and 10 phone calls from friends of yours seems a little excessive.
Of course it was excessive. It's not that I wasn't in the right frame of mind.
I kind of gathered that.
Then I texted our program director. And I said, I want to put this guy's number on the internet. By the way, like when you called after a certain point, it said this number is no longer in service. Like he had shut his phone down.
Movies where the guy collapses and then a steamroller goes over him and then the marching band goes over him and it just
like he turned his phone off. Like it wasn't like you can leave a message. It was like this number is not in service. Like I don't know what he did. But
Nick, did you just try it again? You just tried it again. The number's still not in service. Okay.
How do you? Because I gave you that.
You made Nick do it too.
I had Nick call him five times and it says the number's not in service. Right? He changed his effing phone number. I'm like 85 psycho ex-girlfriends.
All wrapped up in one.
Yeah.
I got to put you online. Voicemails. We're going to have the list of your voicemails online.
I was furious.
No kidding.
Do you want to come in and take him on? No. Screw you. No, I don't care. No.
I think you know why. That's the thing that kills me. I think you know why.
Yeah. I think you know why.
Yeah. Like he's talking to you from down on high. Excuse me, sir.
And by the way, I wouldn't have been mad at the person who gave him my phone number. I wouldn't have been mad at him.
It's probably some kid. I mean, it's a kid who's 22, 23 years old, and you scared him a little bit.
Well, he turned off his phone. Oh, I was very vulgar.
Now, are you prepared to leave this here and not bother this kid again?
Why would I bother him again?
I don't, Fred, why would you call him 10 times and then have four other people call him five times each?
It might have been more.
It's psychotic behavior. I'm wondering if you're prepared, deep in your psychosis, to leave this alone now.
Yes. It's over.
Okay, so there's no chance?
I don't have the gentleman's phone number
anymore. I understand Nick just went rogue and tried it once again, but I don't have his number. Nick's not going to do it anymore?
Okay. I don't have his number.
But other people do, so you're gonna tell everyone to back off?
Do you think my friends that are not involved in radio give a rat's ass? They probably never even called them.
I wouldn't put it by you to call them again. Hey, he's just trying to get one more time.
No, because the whole thing's over.
Okay.
But that was the cherry on top. From all the death threats and all the stupid hick emails, I didn't care. That was the one that set me off. Set me off more than anything, that he wouldn't tell me how he got my number. And it's such a terrible radio instinct.
I agree with that. Like,
I mean, to disconnect your phone.
I agree.
I mean, you could have done a whole bit on how I yelled at him.
If you disconnect your phone, what about all the other people, all the other contacts you have? Now you're gonna have to tell them you need a new number to get a hold of me.
I don't know. I don't know how.
That's dumb.
I don't know why my phone call. I mean, all I did was cuss him out for not telling me. I don't know why that made him turn his phone off.
Sounds like he panicked a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you think? Real professional guy. Unlike me, he just swore at him.
I'm just going to say, I think you guys are about even there.
I'm a lunatic.
But you feel better about yourself this morning? Have you gotten it all out of your system?
Yes.
Okay. So the last week, now that, I kind of get it. Because the last week, you were angry for a good portion of the time for various reasons. And now that kind of culminated in the psychotic nonsense from yesterday You've gotten it all out of your system. You ended it, you know, with a big thunderclap of nonsense, and now you're done.
I'm back to my not caring about the other towns, and I don't care about St. Louis.
Because it's really hard to get pissed at San Jose.
Well,
and St. Louis, you know,
I never get pissed at the town.
Okay.
Never.
All right.
Except they rallied around a beat writer like he was the second coming. Woman running for mayor tweeted me about how despicable I am.
Yeah, that's... You really think you're going to get voters by doing that?
Probably.
Really?
I don't know.
This is a week-long thing, and I guess the election's in November, right? I mean,
Wouldn't tell me how he got my number. That's crazy talk. All right, well, that's it. Hopefully, it's all over.
Okay.
Hopefully.
If you say so.
No more. I don't have the guy's number. I'm never going to call him again.
If you did have the guy's number, though, you would continue.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
All right.
I was angry. You would have been angry, too.
Of course I would have been angry. Not nearly. I wouldn't have gone to the measures you have gone to, but I would have been angry, especially if you wouldn't tell me you gave him the number.
That's the only thing I'm angry about.
I understand.
I'm not angry about him asking me to come on the show to, like, give me the what for.
Right.
I'm angry that he wouldn't tell me who gave him the number.
Sure.
Are you effing kidding me?
Yep.
I go, that's not an effing thing that people do, dumbass. Anyway, that's my life. That's how I sit home, and that's what I do.
I understand. You had to take time out from, there are times where you watch a lot of sitcoms during the day. And this replaced the sitcom watching?
No, there's no sitcom watching. There's no sitting down. It's nap, and then I got 7,000 kids things to take the kids to.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Not a Pasternak, enters, try to cut to the right circle, controlled by Pasternak, centered, fired, they score! Patrice Bergeron with a rocket just inside the near post, a power play goal! The Bruins have 2 of them tonight, and they lead 2-0 late in the second period.
Salute one finger.
Well, the next time.
Salute thrust back. Thrust. X salute finger.
All right, we just found out that Rich is a bit of a boogie bug. That he's been dancing of late. And you got to request this song so you can. And maybe it will be like a high school movie.
Yeah, where everyone like does the dance together.
Yeah, like Can't Buy Me Love. And then you can just go out there.
How great would it be if this ended up being the Bruins goal song, they actually changed it to it?
It should be.
I mean, everyone would totally get into it. I mean, just think about it. So, okay, hang on. Let's wait. So you've got a goal get scored here.
Pasternak, he'll speed ahead. Left wing feed, Marchand enters into the left circle. Shoots deflected. They score!
Right? Happy.
And then the whole crowd stands up all at once and everyone does it. X. Salute. One. X. Salute. Thrust. X. Salute. One. And then it's kind of a freestyle through your arms. Boys. There you go. And the whole crowd.
And the signs could be like, our boys.
It's got to be.
And then Yager comes out.
The I'm disco ball drops. How great would that be if like they actually had a disco ball that dropped from the Jumbotron and the light shone on it everywhere around the place?
I actually don't know why you couldn't do that.
This is way more appropriate a song than Zombie Nation.
Give me some of
I mean, it's the same name as their airplane. It's Air Force One. It's a song the whole crowd can get into. It's got choreographed moves. Get ready for our love. And this is like if it's like at the end of the game. Because usually it would cut off by this point, but then you get the extended version.
I think this is the longest I've heard it.
Oh, well.
All right, well, suffice it to say.
Oh, the whole thing is a ripoff. It's like other people's songs. That's never gonna let you go, don't go. I think they go into a bunch of those club techno hits.
Well, you know, who's going to sue the... What's the name of the group?
That would be Bear Force One.
Oh, so they just announced themselves.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Backstreet's Back. They wrote a song about who they are. Bear Force One is the name of the band, and Bear Force One is the name of the song. Somebody said it would be like when Charlie and the gang went to their high school reunion and Mac did the MJ.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
It should happen. We should have it. We should get it done.
Or when it's always sunny, and then they thought that they were putting together a big dance, but it turned out they were just loaded.
Somebody tweeted us and said, "Do you have any updates on Char or Greslick and the impact it has in the finals?" Okay, so Greslick not as much so, but Chara, it was stated yesterday, even during the game, I saw a tweet that people weren't worried about it. This seemed to be more of almost like a... I mean, if you had to ask me, just reading between the lines, it would be... All right, he doesn't really need to play this game. We know what our competition is. We have four shots to win one game.
He was on
Let's
the ice
the big guy.
Skates after the game was over. I think he's fine.
He did the pregame skate.
Yep. Did the handshake line after the game was over. Yeah, he was celebrating with his team.
Did he pregame skate?
Yes.
Okay.
He skated that morning, and then they probably just said, all right, if anything's bugging you, you old man, and you probably need... Like a day, just take this game, like, because in case we lose, take the game and rest up. And
that's
then...
a guy who needs a week.
Mm-hmm.
That at 42,
I don't have a
that's
problem
a guy
with,
who needs a week.
This round, I don't have a problem. Their core is getting up there. Give them a week. They know how to handle themselves. They're a veteran team. They know how to handle
it. Yeah, they've done this before. You're right. This is the other part of it, is that these are not guys who are new to this. I mean, they've dealt with this before. I understand the positivity and momentum and everything, but, I mean, what do you want them to... I always say that whenever these things... What do you want them to, like, extend the game? Did you want them to lose last night? I mean, honestly, did you not just want it to be over with and done with?
Well, you said you wanted them to lose the game, so I would get even angrier.
Now, that I wanted. I just wanted you to get pissed off one more time.
I'm out of that game.
Now, we talked about this just during the last break. He insists after... calling that guy 20 times yesterday, he insists that he's done with it.
I don't have anything against San Jose, nothing against St. Louis.
Do you understand how you have peed on that anthill, and they would have lost their minds if they would have won one game?
Yes.
They would have gone insane on you.
And then I would have said, I don't care, I didn't play in it.
No, you would have said, I don't care, but your actions would not have been of someone who doesn't care the next morning.
Maybe.
I know you well enough that it would gnaw at you until 8:40. 8:40 a.m. It would be like the scene from Scanners where the guy's head explodes.
Nothing can top that guy not telling me where he got my phone number from.
My favorite thing was people just randomly tweeting at NHL Canes yesterday a picture of you smiling. Yeah. There were a ton of people just like, hi there.
It's all because of me.
It is. I mean, listen, they're undefeated since the hang-up.
That's right.
It's not because they put Backus in.
No,
you know, you can trade some back to that.
It's not because they have a historic goalie performance.
It's not that. It's the Fred Tucher hang-up bump. People are begging for you to get somebody from San Jose or to get somebody from St. Louis.
I mean, I wish the series went 7 so everyone could get even more sick of me talking about it. All right. We talked about, what was the place called?
Happy Place.
All right, so there's a... Well,
we're taking a quick break for the Bruins because this needs to be discussed.
Well, we can't talk about the Bruins for 4 hours. I'm going to lose my mind. I mean, that series was a joke. But, Nick was at the fun place, happy place, whatever. We'll talk about it. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's an app. Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2. And they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
And Hamilton the Pig, the Canes' good luck charm, was on hand tonight at the Carolina Ale House. Canes fans were very happy to see him here supporting the team.
Out of the slot, Camper shoots, he scores! 1-0 Bruins! One-timer out in front, they score! Marcus Johansson!
Tigers got it into the far circle, walks in, he scores!
The Boston Bruins come from behind, have taken game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Game two is underway. Johansson to the high slot. Feeds left to the net, fired, they score! Here's Krug off the faceoff win. To the far point, drilled out in front, Mrazek. Mrazek the save, rebound, they score! Flipped it, right corner, centered, centers it again, they score! And Connor Clifton with his first Stanley Cup playoff goal! Bergeron might have a breakaway. Over the line, 2-on-1, right circle. Threads it out in front, backhand, they score! And the horn sounds, your final 6-2 Bruins. The Boston Bruins demolished the Carolina Hurricanes in game 2. Rister deflected, Rask the save, rebound, Rask, what a stop. And then he stops a second opportunity from Niederreiter.
Bergstrom,
centers deflected, they score! Chris Wagner took the slap pass out in front from Joakim Nordstrom, stuffed it home, 1-0 Bruins.
Left circle, Marchand pulls it to the slot, backhand, they score!
Marchand with a backhand shot. Power play goal, 2-0 Bruins. The Boston Bruins have taken a stranglehold on the Eastern Conference Final.
What's up, guys?
They score! 88 able to redirect it home. David Pastrnak slams it in. A power play goal. Bruins 1, Hurricanes nothing. Controlled by Pastrnak, centered, fired, they score! Patrice Bergeron with a rocket just inside the near post. A power play goal. And they lead 2-0 late in the second period.
Puck intercepted by the Bruins out in front. Pastrnak shoots. They score!
And Bergeron hammers it home. Bruins 3. Hurricanes nothing. There's Marchand. He'll wheel over the line into the slot. Shoots. He scores! Everybody on the top line's got a cookie tonight. And they are celebrating on the bench.
The Boston Bruins are going to collect their 7th consecutive win. This is a black and gold freight train.
And the horn sounds. Tuukka Rask closes out the series with another shutout. The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the 3rd time this decade. They sweep the Carolina Hurricanes. The Boston Bruins will start the Stanley Cup Final in Boston.
School lunch. Now I spit a 16 straight with no punch.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich told me something, and he knew it would. I'm angry guy, but this actually infuriated me, and it should infuriate the entire audience. I'm not joking. All of you should see that this is the fall of the Roman Empire, that this is something that should not exist. But, you know, it's a free country, and Rich, what is this place called?
So it's something called Happy Place, which set up shop about a month and a half ago, and its stay has been extended. Now, it is something that has been put in it's a temporary setup inside of the abandoned Marshalls over off Boylston Street, right near Copley Square, and
Marshalls is almost
like a cathedral now compared to what's in there.
So it's like, from what I've heard, it costs almost $30 to get in.
$35 if you buy the tickets online.
Oh, okay. Oh. So what is in there are about like 10 to 15 little tiny rooms that they have set up that are made for Instagram heaven. Where's one room that you go in there and there's like a giant chocolate chip cookie and you take one of the chips out, you put your face in the cookie and then you take the photo. There's another one that's a bathtub filled with rubber duckies and it's like, hey, I'm in a bunch of rubber duckies. And they, when they opened this thing, they invited a bunch of social media influencers, they were called, to go in and try it out. And the Boston Globe had the best article that was titled, Happy Place Comes to Boston and It's Hell. They said, so this is hell. That's the thought that kept rumbling in the back of my mind as I made my way through the slapdash innards of Happy Place, a grotty, tacked-together funhouse tailored to the Instagram set.
Like, and I like the idea that you took a selfie of yourself spending $35 to sit in a tub full of... little fake turtles, or whatever the hell it is, and hey, look at all these ducks, huh?
They said,
"Oh, Kathy, I was on the fence about inviting you to the dinner party, but now I see you with these ducks."
They said, "Believe me, Happy Place needs those Instagram filters. Disneyland, this is not." The entire thing has the cheap artificial feel of a TV soundstage thrown together for the camera, which of course it is.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a real CGI and green screens. It's just garbage. It's going into a dollar store.
He said, look up and you'll see fiberglass insulation peeling back from the ductwork just outside the quote cookie room, where cookie wallpaper surrounds a giant cookie whose chips fold back so you can insert your face to a resulting void for a photo. They said, look sideways in a corridor along which Don't Worry, Be Happy is suspended from the ceiling in glowing letters, and you'll see a slapped-together white siding thumbed with dirty fingerprints.
How many times do you think people have taken a picture in the cookie and said, some Mondays, I would really like this,
or I need to come here after a long weekend when I don't want to get back to the old bowl and chain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, hello, sweets.
So, Nick ended up going down there yesterday.
So, we love Nick. And we're very happy he's alive, but
you don't need to.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. If this comes off a little macabre, it's because it's my idea.
Don't make excuses. It's brilliant. So, seriously.
So Nick went down and waited for some people to come out of Happy Place.
Yes.
Which, you know, I imagine them locked arm in arm.
Yeah.
Skipping out with their Instagram photos, and their selfies of themselves.
75 IQ.
God. So. Let's go to Nick on the street outside of Happy Place over on Boylston Street.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, you can.
Where are you from?
Plainville, Mass.
Oh, very nice. So you traveled all the way here. And where are we right now?
Happy Place.
Happy Place. Now, can you tell me what Happy Place is?
I guess a pop-up museum is the best way to word it. It's a handful of rooms that give you photo ops, you know, Instagram stuff, just creative material that you can have.
Okay, cool. So how many rooms are there?
10, 15, at least 10.
You have an accent. Where are you from? Like, originally?
I was born in Boston, pretty much, but I don't really have anything out of the ordinary.
It's just my speech. Okay, no, I'm sorry. I did not mean to.
No, it's fine.
No, it's totally fine. So,
So he was happy. And now, stupid Nick.
And that wasn't the bit, by the way.
That was just Nick.
Where are you from? Well, apparently, the moon. Here I was thinking my entire life that I spoke correctly.
But it sounds like you speak of an alien tongue.
I didn't notice anything particularly interesting about the man's voice, but here we go.
What was your favorite room?
Cookie room, definitely.
What? The cookie room?
Cookie room. So they had like a huge tray of cookies and then like... cookie stand or two that you could just pull your head off of chocolate chips and stand in it, and then the whole walls are just, they're just like half-eaten cookies that you just take pictures with.
Leaving here right now, would you say you're happy?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you say it would make me happy?
Definitely. I'd say it'd make you happy if you went through it.
It's been almost a year since I almost died.
Oh?
Yeah, almost died.
What do you mean almost died?
Almost died. Nearly dead.
Right.
I got MRSA. And my girlfriend found me in my bed, and she brought me to the hospital.
I'm not sure about that.
Hopefully, this would bring me joy and stuff, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a good time to walk through.
Good. I have a fake heart. It clicks.
Really?
Yep. It snaps.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find happiness.
I really think this will help you with that.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Gladly.
Hello world, hear the song.
I got one prescription for you, Nick, and that's the Funhouse.
Did you hear that pause? I think there was even like almost like an like a gulp.
Not happy anymore, it was like, are you?
All right, let's take a quick break.
Can I just hear that gulp? Can you just go back? Just go back. I have to hear the pause. Because that might have been a good like 5 second, like, whoa. Not sure what to say.
All right, let it eat. Yep, all right, here it is.
It clicks.
Really?
Yep. It snaps.
Okay.
I'm just trying to find happiness.
I think it's before that.
I don't know. There's so many pauses. I don't really know what I can do.
I think it was all over when he said,
"You have an accent. Where are you from? Like, originally?"
I was born in Boston, pretty much, but I don't really have anything out of the ordinary.
Cool. All right.
I'm sorry.
As Nick celebrates his 1 year anniversary of
not being dead,
being found near death in his bed, he went out. What's the place called? Fun or something?
The Happy Place.
The Happy Place. We'll have one more instance of him ruining people's days.
What was your favorite room?
Cookie room.
All right, so we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now the horn is going to sound. The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2. And they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
And Hamilton the Pig, the Canes' good luck charm, was on hand tonight at the Carolina Ale House. Canes fans were very happy to see him here supporting the team.
Out of the slot, Camper shoots, he scores! 1-0 Bruins! One-timer out in front, they score!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.